Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Phil, welcome to the Eagle. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Actually, on the G3 tour, we're on a tour bus just leaving New York City. So, yeah.
Now, Phil, is it my imagination? You guys were just here last week at St. Pete Mahaffey Theater. Joe Satriani on that as well. Is that my imagination, or did that happen?
That happened. And, you know, I went to the Dalí Museum as well, which
right.
was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we had such a blast in St. Pete. It was killer.
Good, good. Well, it's always great to have you in town, whether with Def Leppard or your side projects and stuff. How was it, before we go into the Def Leppard Journey Tour, how was it playing with other guitar heroes, guitar slingers who can, you know, bring it to the stage just like you? What's that like?
I'm totally inspired. I get to play, you know, next to Joe Satriani and John Petrucci every night, and it just blows me away. They are so inspiring. I know they're scary guitar players, and it obviously scary, their technique and everything, but I get so much out of it. They just make me a better player. It's just really cool. So I'm loving that. Like, I'm really going to miss this when we finish the tour. You know, we pretty much play every night, and it's great. It's just, yeah, loving it.
Now, is there a part of the evening where you guys kind of cut loose and just, not necessarily go off script, but is there like a jam portion of that particular performance?
There is. You know, we go on. I go on first, and with my band, we do a set. John Petrucci does a set. Joe does a set. Then all three guitar players get on, and we do like three songs, and they're kind of open ended. So we kind of experiment on those two, and it's about creating on the fly. So it's initially it was like, where is this going to work, and it was the scary prospect, but it's really cool. Every night something really special happens, so we go off script. Absolutely.
That's cool. Now, I'm sorry I missed that one, but I am not going to miss Journey Def Leppard happening at Ameline Arena. That's going to be August 18th. We'll talk a little bit about that. Before we do, though, how do you feel, and how does the rest of the band feel about the catalog going digital and streaming? Phil, how did that happen, and why so long?
Well, we felt and feel that our catalog's really valuable, you know?
Yeah.
One of us lost our lives. The other one lost a limb. We worked so hard. We spent, you know, $5 million on the Hysteria album alone. We'd put so much in. We so much saw the value in that stuff. So initially, when all these other bands were just, and labels were just releasing all this stuff, we didn't want to be part of that. And, you know, we had something, a clause in our contract that said that the label had to be contact us and get our permission first. So we felt that the stuff was way more valuable than that, than just releasing it. So it was just coming to an agreement, and we finally did with our label, which was just a few weeks ago. And it's been amazing. They are so cool about it, and we reached the right deal, if you want, and agreements, and all of a sudden, yeah, we're out there. So I'm really pleased that it's out there everywhere, for a lot of people that have never heard us before. So it's really cool.
No doubt. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that I think Pyromania and Hysteria have both been remastered. Has most of the catalog been remastered as well, or just a particular couple albums here?
No. I think when you go different formats, you kind of have to do that, you know, because there's a sound difference. You know, when you stream something or download it, it's a different kind of mastering technique than, say, vinyl. So, yeah, you have to do it. Ronan McHugh, who's our out front guy, and he mixes and co-produced all the Def Leppard stuff with us. He's been remastering and doing all this stuff anyway. So it's a constant thing. It's a constant flow. You constantly have to update.
Cool. We're talking with Phil Collin, guitarist of Def Leppard. Phil, I have to touch on this, and that is, it's a sore spot for many of your fans, me among them, that you guys are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. You seem to have that attitude, well, if we get in, fine, if that's okay, and if we don't, that's okay too. What is the thinking in the band at this point about the Hall of Fame?
Exactly what you just said. I really don't care. what I care about more than that is my two diamond albums. You know, if you go 10 times platinum with an album, which we did with Hysteria and Pyromania, the fans bought that. You know, with something like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a bunch of, you know, stuffy old geezers that, you know, want to be kind of trendy and therefore, you know, have these bands that are not necessarily rock and roll. They just kind of, you know, forwards that particular agenda. So, yeah, I'm not even slightly bothered. If we get it, great. If not, don't care.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, in a lot of ways, they have lost a lot of credibility through the years. And it's kind of neat to be, you know, hanging out with some of the folks that are, you know, the alma mater who are in there now. But, you know, is it absolutely necessary to have that stamp of approval? Nah, not really. Definitely not.
Like I said, you know, the real stamp is the fact that people went out and proved, you know, they bought these albums, they love the band and all of that. And that, to me, is way more important.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Journey tour. Now, you guys have been out together before, but something tells me this is going to be bigger and badder. Am I right?
It is. I mean, already ticket sales suggest that. You know, Fenway Park, we're playing, and they're, you know, through the roof, the ticket sales and all of that. So a lot of people want to see that, and everyone says, well, why is that? And I think, you know, it really comes down to the songs, you know. Us and Journey have such a massive catalogue of like, you know, hit songs. And, we, you know, when you see both bands, like when we toured before, it was really cool. You know, you Don't Stop Believing, you know, Open Arms Faithfully. And then we come out, we do like Pour Some Sugar On Me, Photograph, Love Bites, Hysteria. It's like nonstop. And it really blows people away. So there is an excitement. It was really exciting last time. So now when there's less bands touring, I think it's actually a bigger deal, to be quite honest. Is, you know, a lot of bands kind of fall by the wayside, they quit, or a lot of this in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have been retiring. You know, they're not going to, from Paul Simon to Neil Diamond to whoever, you know, and and there's less and less artists who actually tour now. So I think when someone that actually is up for it, and you know, we get better every year. I don't want to say with age, but with experience, we get better and better. Better singers, better players, everything. So you know, we're out there and we're prepared to share that with everyone. I think that's a big deal, and that's what makes it a little bit more exciting as well.
You know, what's interesting about this show is that both bands have such an amazing catalog in terms of a grab bag of hits from both bands. I don't see the audience sitting down a whole lot during this show.
Me too, and that's really what happened last time. You know, we, even to the point, you know, we were in Saratoga Springs once, and there's a piano backstage, and Jonathan Cain said, I wrote Faithfully on that piano. And then he started playing it, and both bands were in there, and we all started singing it, and it was actually really cool. And we,
wow. You know, that is stories from the road that, you know, we don't often get to hear. And, you know, I'm sure those guys just know everything about you, and you guys know everything about them. And to share some of that backstage camaraderie throughout the tour must be really, really kind of cool to do.
It really is. And, you know, Neil Sean came up on stage with us on the GP thing and jammed with us a couple of weeks ago in Oakland, California. So, and we, you know, we actually said, yeah, we'd be hanging out all summer. So it was kind of nice. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Phil, we are pumped here. I will tell you that. We know it's down the road a piece in August, but Journey, Def Leppard, Amalie Arena, middle of August. And, you know, it's also great that you guys are doing it indoor, because we'll like the AC in August. In addition to that, should there be any storms, we're all nice, protected, and it's going to be a great show.
Right, because we've been out there a lot of times, and it's been, you know, we played Tampa and stuff, and it's been pouring with rain, you know. Like full on. So, yeah, we're actually, this is going to be great.
And in August, that's pretty much the weather pattern. I mean, it gets pretty hot in the morning, and by afternoon, evening, it's kind of raining just about every day. So it's good that you're doing it indoors. That's going to be cool. All right, Phil, well, good talking to you. Always great catching up with you. Have safe travels, and we will look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media?
source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.